Hey, everybody, and welcome to The White Flag, a podcast about surrendering to Jesus amidst our hurried, manic, control-obsessed world. I'm your host, Jonathan Moynihan, coming to you from right outside of Baltimore, Maryland, and today is one of those guided contemplative episodes once again, where we try to let the rubber meet the road and create space for you and I to basically practice what we preach, to try to get off that endless treadmill of spiritual exhaustion, to find hope and rest by just being with Jesus, not performing for him, not trying to please him in all the ways that we grade ourselves in our spiritual maturity, but just to step into a time of stillness and silence and quiet so that we can connect with God in the way that he desires. So before we dive into our guided time today, I gotta set everything up with a story. About 2 months ago, I got accepted into this cohort with other pastors and ministers from all over the world who are just trying to seek renewal within the church, trying to help people get back to some powerful, simple, ancient basics with Jesus, kind of like the type of things that we talk about on the show. So I got accepted into this cohort. I fly out to San Diego for our first little gathering. And when I was out there, there were a couple leaders who I was just very, very excited to get to rub shoulders with. And some of them are big names that don't mean a lot to some people, but they mean a lot to me. And so going into the cohort, there were a lot of things I was praying about. You know, I was anxious about not trying to perform for other people. I wanted to make sure I brought my full self. I kept praying constantly, like, search me, O God, and know my heart, know my anxious thoughts, point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me to the path of everlasting life. Like, I don't want to try to perform for people. I just want to be myself there. So God, would you help me do that? So I had a lot of prayers like that. But then I also had like some really small prayers, like, God, I really want to meet this guy, and I'd love to talk to him. And God, I really would love to have a one-on-one conversation with this guy because he means a lot to me, and I just want to thank him. And God, I want to talk to that guy and let him know my story a little bit and just encourage him for the way that his voice and his books have ministered to me over the last 18 months. And they're all like kind of like this throwaway. I'm not really sure if I should pray them. I felt insecure or even guilty about praying them. But sure enough, they were a part of my prayer life leading up to going to this cohort. And wouldn't you know it, when I get there, you know, I spend a lot of time in the morning praying and journaling and preparing my heart to learn and, again, not perform for people because that's kind of like my wound here. It seems to be a theme if you listen to the show regularly. But what was really touching to me, what really touched me when I was there was within like the first couple hours, all of these small, seemingly stupid and mundane requests that I made of my Heavenly Father, just about who I would get to interact with and the conversation I get to have, within the first couple hours, like all five of these small but big things to me all occurred. And there were things I couldn't control, like miscellaneous, a leader that I really admired and looked up to would turn a corner and just start up a conversation with me. Or another instance, there was a leader who I wanted to thank for his voice in my life, and he came up next to me after a worship time, and I got to pull him aside and encourage him and thank him. And the beauty and the power of this story is not the fact that I got to talk to some spiritual heroes of mine. The real beauty and power of this is that I felt so incredibly seen by God. And it wasn't because of some big stuff that I was praying. I realized that in that moment, like I cried that night, just like thanking God for the way he moved that day. And it wasn't because of some massive epic revelation or anything. It was that like the trail end of my prayers, like the small little details that I kind of was almost embarrassed to bring to him. It was in those things that God moved and delivered some blessings to me that I didn't deserve or he didn't owe, but I still got to experience them by connecting with heroes of mine. And I felt so seen and loved and heard by my Heavenly Father, and it blew me away. So I come home from the cohort and my wife is like, how was it? You know, and she was praying for me for all the things that I was kind of listing, the people I wanted to talk to and network with and just encourage and stuff. And I just got emotional again, being like, babe, like all the things that I was praying for that I thought were too small to bring to God, or I felt like they were stupid, God delivered all those things within like the first 4 hours of me being in San Diego. And there's something really significant for me since then about being seen and feeling heard by the Father that has shifted for me. And it's not because my prayer life has shifted dramatically. It's because I've no longer cut off what I think is worthy to be discussed with God. And there is a passage in Scripture that I came across after this, and I'd read it before, but it never leapt off the page to me. But it's in Psalm 38, verse 23. And when I read it, I was like, yes, this is why we shouldn't edit or try to censor the details or the big stuff or the small stuff that we bring to God, because all of it matters, because all of it has the opportunity to be the thing that reminds us that God hears us, He sees us, and He loves us because of Jesus. So let me just read to you Psalm 38, verse 23 and 24. It says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." That second sentence says, "He delights in every detail of their lives." And it reminds me of when earlier on in my faith journey, I started to wonder if God cared about all the little things in my life that stressed me out, like getting this promotion at work, or trying to find a good vacation my wife and I could afford, or what color should the flowers be at our wedding reception. I don't know, like you feel weird praying about small things like that. But I had a mentor of mine point out that the levels in which Christ went to redeem you and save you reveal the levels in which He wants to be involved in your life. And it really resonated with me because it reminds me even now constantly that God, Jesus, did not die on the cross to keep me at a distance. He didn't die on the cross so that I would omit the small details of my life and kind of edit out stuff that maybe I don't think He cares about. The extent at which He went to save you is the extent He wants to be involved in your life. And if He took on evil upon Himself and took on that burden for you and me, there are no burdens in our lives that He doesn't want to know about, even if you and I deem them too insignificant for Him. So this time of guided contemplative and prayer is going to be less of a guide and more of just space for you. Space for you to bring to God the small stuff that you write off that actually has the power for you to feel incredibly seen and incredibly heard by your Heavenly Father. And so I'm going to get out of the way and just give you some space, but I'll begin by praying now. Heavenly Father, as we step into this time, I ask that You would supernaturally bring to the surface the things that we have kept from You because we think they're not important. God, You love us like a perfect father, meaning we are like children that You dearly love. Would You help us bring to the table the things that we are insecure about admitting, and the desires of our heart, and the things we want to see You do in our lives. God, all the details, it says You delight in them. So God, we bring them to You now in a time that we might think is insignificant, but God, would You show us that is deeply formative, and that Your Spirit hears us and sees us and moves with us as we navigate the mundane. So right now, I would encourage you, what areas of your life are details that you have deemed too small to bring to God, but in this moment, you are feeling challenged to speak up? Is it in relation to your money? Is it about your job? Is it about your physical health? If you're having trouble picking a place, I'd encourage you to go through heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, in all of your strength. And go through each one and bring up those details that you have deemed to be insignificant and talk to God about them. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. What if you believed that today? What if you truly believed He delights in every detail of your life? How might that shape how you pray? God, we thank you for this time. I pray that the person on the other end of this episode would be courageous with you and trusting in your word, knowing that you delight in every detail of their life, and that the extent that you went to save them is the extent that you want to be involved in their life. Deeply, richly, and personally with who they are and who you made them to be. God, we love you. Thank you for this time. Be with us today as we go out into the world from this place of your delight and our abiding in your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray these things. Amen.